I'd always considered returning to work. But when I started inquiring about childcare and the reality of getting childcare for a child with a disability, I began to hit sort of, you know, brick walls everywhere and realised that there was sort of huge obstacles and huge inequality. So on the one hand, the government in this sort of period of time were thinking a lot about childcare, and there was a big campaign called Thinking Big Childcare for All, which was launched, I think, by the Labour government. And it was called the National Childcare Strategy that they were rolling out. And the slogan was Thinking Big Childcare for All. And I wanted to return to nursing part-time to help with the finances of the home, obviously. And I couldn't find childcare for Rachel. And then I was aware of this National Childcare Strategy that the government had launched. Within the documents, it had targets, and it said quite clearly that its targets were aimed at single-parent households, ethnic minorities, childcare for disabled children, and key workers. At that point, I wasn't a single parent, but I was a key worker. I had a disabled child, and I happened to be a mixed-race woman, so I fell into the sort of BME category as well. And so it was quite naively in a lot of ways, because I'm the sort of person that when I read literature, not literature, but factual evidence and documents, I just assume it's going to be carried through. So this opened a whole new world to me of policies and strategies that I was completely unaware of. And I thought, well, if you had this book, you had this booklet in your hand, and it says this, this, and this, then the local authority would just give it to you. And that's what I did. I went to the local authority and I said, well, but in this document, it says Thinking Big Childcare for All. And specifically, it's talking about disabled children and, you know, children from BME communities, which Rachel is both of those, and looking at key sector workers. So can I have some childcare, please? I'm happy to pay for it, but I'm having difficulty getting childminders or people to come into the house to look after Rachel because of her needs. They're saying, oh no, we can't do that. I said, I've gone and knocked on the doors of holiday clubs and after school clubs, and a particular one was at the Malden Centre, which is in Blagden Road, and they've got lovely holiday clubs and after school clubs there. And I said, well, can you take my daughter? And they said, no, not unless she had, well, first of all, they said no outright. They actually said, we don't take disabled children. You've got to remember, this is the 1990s. So then I looked at their policy, and it said, talked about equal opportunities, a non-discriminatory practice, and had in their disability. You know, we do not discriminate against children with disabilities, ethnic minorities, blah, blah, blah. And so I went back to their manager and said, but you've just told me that my daughter can't enrol in after school clubs and holiday clubs because she's disabled. But this is what it says in your equal opportunities thing. So there was lots of discussions between the local authority, Malden Centre, and me.